Hello, and welcome to Evergreen Pinecone Podcast, where we have conversations about issues that are important to you, like faith and family, religion and relationships, Christianity and the church, and a whole lot more. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and enjoy Art and Wes as they have a conversation on Evergreen Pinecone Podcast. Here we are in the Evergreen Podcast studios. I'm here with Wes and Lacey. How are you all doing?
Great.
Doing wonderful.
Can we say Merry Christmas? It's after Thanksgiving, so we have Christmas now?
Yes.
It's December 9th.
So it's okay.
We can start the Christmas.
I wasn't sure because there's so much debate over whether or not we can start
when
it.
When can you start saying?
Yeah.
I don't think you can start it too early.
Okay. Well, since we mentioned Christmas, I got some questions I want to ask you all. So I want to hear your opinions and your thoughts on a couple of Christmas things. Okay, so I'll ask you. We'll let ladies go first. Lacey start.
Okay.
Lacey,
feel nervous.
You have to choose between the two options I give you. You can't. There's no third.
Oh,
option.
No. Oh,
what is the funniest Christmas movie ever? Is it Christmas Vacation or Elf?
My husband would say Christmas Vacation. I say Elf.
You say Elf. Wes?
She's wrong. It's Christmas Vacation.
Why is it Christmas Vacation?
Why is it Christmas Vacation? I thought it was just a yes or no answer.
Hey, I can follow up.
What do you pick?
Follow up.
Christmas Vacation is just hilarious. I mean, Elf is a nice, happy movie, but it's not funny.
Funniest.
I mean, this is, Christmas Vacation is funny. Like, from beginning to end.
Sure.
Just filled with humorous things.
This is going to be guys against the girls, I guess, because I would say Christmas Vacation. Classic movie. What is the best, Wes, you're first on this one. What is the best classic Christmas movie? Sorry. Is it Miracle on 34th Street or White Christmas?
Is White Christmas actually a movie?
Oh, come on.
I don't even know it.
Can I say neither and say It's a Wonderful Life?
No, you can't. You cannot pick. It's
I do like A Miracle on 34th Street, but I don't know if I've ever seen White Christmas.
I don't think I have either.
Wow. Remember, Art is a lot older than we are.
Okay. Animated classic. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Frosty the Snowman?
Charlie Brown Christmas.
I told you I have to pick between these two.
I'm sorry. Okay.
You have a hard time following directions.
She's not a rule follower.
Rudolph.
Yeah, you are.
Rudolph? Wes?
Rudolph.
Favorite villain? Scrooge or the Grinch?
Scrooge.
Oh.
The Grinch.
You just said that because she said Scrooge.
Yes. I don't really have a strong opinion on it.
What's the best Santa story?
Best Santa story.
Is it the Santa Claus or Bad Santa?
The Santa Claus. I've never seen Bad Santa. I'm a Christian.
I have not seen Bad Santa either. And that's the truth. She doesn't believe me. But I have not, but I like the Santa Claus.
Okay. Who is your favorite Christmas dog? Max from The Grinch or Snots from Christmas Vacation?
Is Snots the one that dies?
No, he's the one that
he's the dog killer. Who's that one? Who's the dog killer?
You can't pick. It's between
Max.
No, what's the name?
Max.
Max.
It's got to be.
I'll say Max. Do you know what I mean, though? There's a National Lampoon's where they drag the dog behind the car for two months.
That's not even a Christmas movie.
I know. Which one is it?
So you can't go into that.
Tell me which one it is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
Okay, I think I know what Wes is going to say on this one. What is the must-watch movie? You have to watch it every year. A Christmas Story or Christmas Vacation?
Well, that's a hard choice. Oh. But if I had to choose, I'd probably choose A Christmas Story. Yeah. Just because it makes me feel more nostalgic. I mean, Christmas Vacation does not make one feel nostalgic.
It doesn't really make you want to celebrate Christmas.
You wanted a big old-fashioned family Christmas. That's very nostalgic.
Is that what you would choose?
Christmas Vacation? That's probably the one you have to watch.
If it was a must-watch.
Christmas Story is just so...
But not because...
takes me back, you know.
I think I'd say Christmas Story also.
Well, I don't even know if I've ever seen A Christmas Story all the way through, actually.
Really? Well, this
you've never seen White Christmas, night, so don't.
You know what your agenda is. Yeah, we can watch them both.
Movie night.
Mm-hmm. We could do that. Movie night. Yeah. Okay.
After we go see Star Wars 9.
This is...
On my birthday.
That's right. It's on your birthday.
Or the Kristen's.
Night, or the night before your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, Lacey.
We got more of these?
Last one. Okay, all-time good. Classic movie. All-time classic Christmas movie. Charlie Brown Christmas or It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh. Ooh, that is just... That's a hard one for me. I say It's a Wonderful Life without any question.
I say Charlie Brown Christmas. Y'all seen that thing on Facebook where they're talking about, do you watch where Linus drops the blanket? You know how Linus always takes the blanket everywhere with him? It's like a source of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
But when he walks onto the stage to tell Charlie Brown what Christmas is really all about, one of the first things he does is throw the blanket. And it's like, okay, God is actually what I'm clinging to.
Your story's right. It's when he puts it around the tree. But you're right. He takes his blanket and he puts it around the tree.
That's at the end. But when he's on the stage, he actually tosses it aside. Also going to watch Charlie Brown Christmas.
Definitely one of the most moving scenes in movie history, for sure.
Yeah.
So you're going to change your votes?
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, Wes. Goodness.
So what do you like about It's a Wonderful Life?
Probably nostalgia.
What do you think the
Did
point
you
of It's
learn
a Wonderful Life?
I don't have any deep thoughts.
What's the point of It's a Wonderful Life? What's the deep point of It's a Wonderful
Life? Probably that it is a wonderful life.
You know what I think it is?
What?
And I didn't mean to go down this road. At the end of the movie, everything's resolved. He's back and he's not going to kill himself. And he's all happy and he's back with his family. But then all the people, he doesn't have the money. He lost the money.
Yeah.
And all the people bring the money in. And collect it.
Yeah.
So I think the whole hinge of the movie is when he lets people help him, that's when he's truly happy. So he spent his whole life helping others and he was kind of discontent. Of course, then he realized if he hadn't been there, how their lives would have changed. But at the end, he let them help him.
Hmm. Well, that's worth thinking about.
Anyway. But. So what's
Lacey's like?
So what's
the
point?
You can't see that if we were doing it on YouTube, you would have just seen.
I'm
that.
Rolling my eyes.
So what's the point? Her eyes.
So what's the point of all that? You know, we laughed and we kind of joked around about funny Christmas movies and the dogs and the villains, and then we kind of had a serious moment there at the end. But you know, Christmas is not always. It's not always wonderful for everybody. Just like George Bailey.
And
It's a Wonderful Life. So let's talk just a little bit about folks that might be struggling at Christmas and how we might, I don't think we're here to give advice necessarily or anything, but how we might help them in their struggles and be more in tune with their struggles and more aware of things that are going on in people's lives at this time of year. You know, Christmas, Wes, you say that a lot of times when you're speaking at church about when you can say it, I'm not going to take your words, when there's special occasions and how people could be struggling through those and what we can do or should do.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tell us your thoughts.
Okay. Well, I think you might even understate what you just said, that not only is Christmas not a good time for some people, sometimes it can be the absolute worst part of the year. If you're alone, you don't have family, if you experience significant loss of someone, or you're estranged from people, that it can be a terrible time. So you'd be sad to see the holidays coming. And I've heard people say stuff like that. So I can't stand this,
Yeah.
Especially because everyone around you is joyous and excited and expecting you to be the same. And sometimes we can't just force those feelings to happen. Especially if we've just gone through some sort of loss or have a past childhood or wherever that Christmas was not good.
Mm-hmm.
So other awareness, I think that's one of the reasons that God's command to us was to love God and love others, is that other awareness is such a huge part of living in community.
It's not always, I think we have a tendency to focus on loss. Maybe if someone lost something at Christmas, so they're lonely, they don't have family or they don't have friends or whatever. But you said something, Lacey, that kind of just sparked something to me, that sometimes it could be a case where people have had bad Christmas experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christmas comes around. And it might not even be that they're expecting a bad experience or anticipating a bad experience. The bad experience may be gone, like it was when they were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't have the bad experience, and it still makes it difficult to...
Feel the joy, that can definitely be true. That's a great point. I hadn't even thought of it from that angle, but you're absolutely right. It might bring back bad memories.
Yeah.
Right. And it could almost bring back a feeling that, well, I shouldn't be enjoying this because of the bad memories, you know.
Or even knowing, okay, there may be some relatives I need to face this Christmas that I haven't resolved something with, or you know that they have strong feelings about some maybe political view or religion in general, and you're like, okay, I know what's going to happen when I come to this event. There's going to be questions, there's going to be confrontation, and so people can get kind of antsy about having to experience family gatherings because of that. Or infertility, we talked about that on our last podcast, and knowing you might get those questions. So when are you going to have kids? Watching other kids get presents around the Christmas tree. So there's all sorts of reasons that people might be struggling with this Christmas season. So how can we love them, help them, serve them?
One thing I think is by being aware of that, and not pushing things. Mm-hmm. If you see someone who seems to be struggling, you know, sometimes the answer isn't, oh, come on, just, you don't know how to have fun. You know, instead, maybe, you know, what's wrong? Is there something going on? Or tell me about your Christmas is past or whatever. Try to get them to share their story.
Yeah, being willing to listen is huge.
Yeah, and I think that there's also just, you know, as you said, being aware enough to say that not everybody is really excited about the holidays. Right. So just that acknowledgement that is kind of tough, you know, also can help people see that they're not alone, that this happens to quite a few people, that even though we may be rejoicing and really enjoying Christmas or Thanksgiving, that doesn't mean that everybody is. And just that acknowledgement with a kind of, you know, word to them, just to say, you know, we recognize this, but, you know, even as we're rejoicing, we know there's hard things, is kind of the way we can begin to just acknowledge that this is not the Hallmark holiday all the time.
Right.
I think it's that way for the person who's going through that too. You know, to realize there's not something wrong with me. There's not, you know, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to have to face a difficulty. It's okay to have the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to say I don't want to celebrate Christmas this year. But then probably to kind of push through that too, and just to keep. No, don't let it paralyze you.
Right. For those who might have those feelings of loss or fear or just antsiness about participating in it, I think just allowing yourself not to have to do traditional, like, Christmas things. You don't have to go through, look at lights if you don't want to. You don't have to go to the Christmas decorating party if you don't want to. You don't have to participate in those things. But I think allowing yourself to actually focus on the Christmas story, if you're a Christian, can really bring kind of a soothing balm to that sadness, because it's a reminder that God came for you. He came looking for you. And so I think that's a suggestion that I would have for others who are around people who are sad. I would also suggest being willing to invite. Don't give up inviting people who are, may seem like they're sad or they don't want to celebrate Christmas, because I think always having that option to celebrate with people is a good thing, and not expecting them to be over their sadness too soon. Those are just some thoughts that had come to me as we were, as I was mulling over this issue.
You can also,
go ahead.
You can take an interest in people. And so I just think of one woman who lost her husband this year. Just even thinking about it, you begin to say, hey, you know, what's the holiday going to look like for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how, what does this mean to you? And, you know, sometimes they're struggling, sometimes they're not too. So, I mean, people can be okay.
Yeah.
Too. And have been able to say goodbye and enjoy the holidays. You know, that's okay too. that's one thing, is almost sometimes like, you should be miserable, you know, because this, and you can almost feel guilty that you're not, because right. you've lost someone. So mm-hmm. you don't want, like, it's okay to be okay with loss.
Yeah. It's okay to celebrate this season, mm-hmm. Especially for the Christian who has hope.
Yeah. And that's really, and I think I like what you said there, Lacey, that the season is about remembering Christ. And if we believe that God became a human being in order to bring us to total restoration, and just the wondrous mystery, as the song says,
mm-hmm.
of God becoming man and living amongst us, so that we could be brought to the highest level, is just something that you can always contemplate with joy and wonder forever, mm-hmm. really. So it's an endless well. And I think that's one reason I'm grateful for Christmas. You know, it's like you, it gives me, especially I think because I'm preaching on it, but even if I was listening to sermons, you know, just attending church, just an opportunity to come back to those central things that are so glorious, and to hear those songs all around us singing those, is just a real good thing. Anybody can take a refuge in that. It doesn't have to be about what happened on Holman Street 60, 70 years ago.
Yeah. One of the things I love about the Old Testament, and Christmas kind of reminds me of that, is that God is constantly setting up holidays or feasts to remind his people of what he's done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what we've done with Christmas and with Easter, is give us reminders, because we are so quick to forget, as people, what God has done for us. And so just having those things marked on our calendar to go back and remind ourselves, hey, Thanksgiving, I need to be thankful. Why haven't I been thankful? Why haven't I been practicing that? Can I start trying to do that again? Hey, Jesus came for me, and he's coming again. I love that I can think about that, and I love that I have a holiday that can make me refocus on that. And same with Easter.
And even from a non-biblical standpoint, like every year celebrating 4th of July,
sure,
is an opportunity to think about our country, the good things in it, the challenges that remain, to be thankful. And you sort of get like the one thing about all these holidays, or most of these holidays, have these fun things associated with that kind of draw people in. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm sure that for my youngest children, especially when I say July 4th, what do you think of first? They're going to say
fireworks.
The glorious words of the Declaration of Independence, the lofty thought of the inalienable rights with which our Creator has endowed us.
Kids might, but most six-year-olds,
will say that. They're going to say fireworks, right? So, but you can cash that in to kind of help them move to loftier thoughts. And that's what we can do all around us. So You think Thanksgiving, most people probably think turkey, but then you can actually talk about what gratitude is. You can even have a podcast where you did that.
Yeah.
And then when you think Christmas, you think Santa Claus, and then you turn that to
saints, because Nicholas is a saint. Is that what you were immediately thinking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. Yeah, I'm reading the script. I'm reading the teleprompter.
And on the 22nd, you know, the Saints are playing the Titans. Just FYI.
Why is that important? There's
awkward silence.
Oh, okay.
Some people,
like, am I missing
you,
that
I think
joke?
If you ask most people, a lot of people, what the Saints are, they probably say, oh, it's a football team in New Orleans. I think the majority of Americans would say that. I don't.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
And if you ask them what the Steelers were, what would they say?
Pittsburgh.
People who steal.
Yeah. Okay.
Or the
Steeler
Titans.
Nation.
Titans, would they say those are the fathers of the Greek gods?
I'm
probably.
Sure they would. No.
They would associate it with Tennessee. No, actually. Probably nobody thinks of Tennessee Titans. Even people in East Tennessee, their favorite NFL football team is Tennessee Balls. But anyways, we digress.
We do digress.
We went way far back. You know, you were talking about inviting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pull us back to the movies.
Thank you.
Good. Get us away from football.
A Christmas Carol or the story of Scrooge. You know, his nephew, was his name Fred?
Mm-hmm.
Always invited him. Year after year year, come to our house for Thanksgiving or for Christmas. You know, he never did, but he kept inviting him. So when Scrooge finally understood what
he had a place
where
to go.
He was in life, he had a place to go. So I think you had a great point. Don't
all
stop
right.
and
can I that, high
there
five.
You go.
That is
that
a great
awesome.
Follow up. That is amazing.
It really is.
That is, I'm gonna put that into a sermon.
There's a charge.
I
there's
think he a, just said he's stealing your thoughts.
I'm a stealer.
He's a stealer.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Oh, man, these are getting bad here.
Anyway, St. Nicholas Day is coming up, correct? Did it pass?
It's December 24th,
I have no idea.
Actually. He actually comes on Christmas Eve.
I thought it was December 6th.
Oh, I didn't know there was a St. Nicholas Day.
There is a St. Nicholas Day. That's kind of... why I thought you were talking about the Saints playing on the 22nd.
But. He brought up Santa Claus.
Right.
Santa is not his first name.
No,
Santa
it's not.
Is a
Nicholas
title.
Is his first name.
It's,
sure.
He's a saint. He's the Saint Nicholas.
Actually,
Claus for short.
For any of you out there who have kids, what's in the Bible? Why do we call it Christmas? I'm going to just push that a little bit. Has a great. It tells a lot about how Santa Claus got associated
what
with Christmas.
What is that?
Christ.
What's
Mass.
In the Bible?
It's a
Phil Vischer?
Because it's...
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Phil Vischer.
Remember, I have serious gaps
you
in
have...
my knowledge.
Okay,
I have...
but remember,
I know some
you
thing...
have children,
I know a few things.
So
this
I'm
is
just
very the- this
trying
is
to wrap my head around this.
Theology, so... Let's...
VeggieTales.
We watch Star Wars.
I know you do. VeggieTales. You tell me you know what VeggieTales is.
It's tales about vegetables?
Come on, man.
I'm just kidding. I do.
Okay. Phil Vischer is the creator of that.
He is?
Yes. He also created a new series. Well, it's semi-new. It's called What's in the Bible. He starts in Genesis, and he basically
tells how vegetables are in the Bible.
No.
He tells how Christ is in the Bible.
He unpacks each book of the Bible and points you to God's rescue plan. And he's not afraid to talk with kids about difficult theological things. My boys and I just watched the one about Joshua. And he was dealing with tough topics in the Bible. And he was talking about why were the Israelites able to kill the people whenever they were taking over the promised land. Like, why was that okay?
And what's his answer?
I don't know if I'm going to do it as well as him. But he was talking about how the land belonged to God. And that God is gracious enough to pluck his holy people out, but that what all of us deserve is death. And if we're going to get in the way of God's rescue plan, which the people who lived in the Holy Land were doing, then we get what we already deserve. But it's really the people who have not gotten what they deserve that is the amazing part, which would be the Israelites in this case, where God is giving them land that already belonged to him. Didn't belong to the Canaanites and the Hittites and the.
That is a pretty good answer.
I thought it was.
I will have to say.
He's excellent.
I had low expectations here, but yeah.
Especially with the VeggieTale thing.
Yes. Anyway, it talks a lot about like the Council of Nicaea. He talks about how did we get the books of the Bible? Why do we believe they're inspired word of God? Anyway, he goes from Genesis through Revelation, and he talks about God's rescue plan. Oops. And it's really good. And he also has one called Why Do They Call It Christmas? And it has a lot of historical information.
That's
I'm going to buy
resource.
You that for Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, Lacey. That sounds good. So thank you.
So you're not going to tell us why they call it Christmas?
Whoever they are, by the way. Well, it's because there was a Christ Mass.
Yes.
A Mass.
Right.
Right. Where they would celebrate the Eucharist and the Christ Mass. Christ Mass. Christmas.
And what does Eucharist mean?
It means, gratitude.
It's giving thanks.
Yeah, giving thanks. Eucharist, celebrating the Lord's Supper, Christ
Mass.
We
talked about
Christmas.
That in the last podcast,
did
we not?
Gratitude, yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
Man, that's some great stuff, Lacey. Thank you.
Very good.
Sorry, I got us off topic, though.
What is
our
topic?
We're still talking about
our
Christmas.
Topic again?
So that is good.
We were just talking about Christmas.
Yeah.
She just explained
how
it was called that.
And so what you're saying, though, about going back to what's in the Bible.
Yes. It's
specifically, it has some good stuff on Christmas.
Yes. Yes.
That's good.
And
that's a good resource.
That's good for your kids so that they have some background into why we celebrate it. Because we just talked earlier about the importance of having these holidays where we can go back and be reminded of what God's done for us, which we wouldn't naturally remember on our own. And so giving your kids those tools, I think, is a really important part of celebrating those holidays.
And reading it for yourself and reading it to your kids straight from the Bible would be a good suggestion as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You might be surprised at just what the Christmas story is. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So. Wes, do you have the Advent readings posted? I think that would be a good thing for us to plug on here.
Well, why don't we talk about what that is?
Let's do it.
So one of the things, it was actually a discussion with a couple other ministers that one of the things we were considering was how do we get more Christ in Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided that I would give a list of scripture readings that went with my sermon each week that just highlighted some aspect of who Christ is. And so it's on our Facebook page. It might be kind of hard to find. But so
Evergreen
why don't
just
go
come to Evergreen
on
Church.
To Facebook and
yeah,
type
Facebook.com.
Evergreen
Not,
Church.
I'm sure this,
Sevierville.
This is no. So facebook.com/ Evergreen TN.
There you go.
That's where you can find some of the stuff. And I've written on these passages too. But even if you can't find it, don't give up because you can just go through a concordance and look up Jesus.
Or you
can read
just
some stuff.
Type in Advent scripture readings.
This has reminded me that I need to make these things a little bit. I got to figure out a way to make
more
these things
accessible.
More accessible. Because you post it once on Facebook, you know, it gets totally buried.
Yeah.
It can. Anyway, the point is, you had Advent readings.
Yeah, plenty of other plans.
Sure.
For reading about Christ, the point is to get thinking about who Christ is and His glory as the light of the world and the only begotten Son of God. And if we can do that, I think we can have a lot of joy even in the midst of sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because God so loved the world, He sent His only begotten Son, whosoever believed in Him should not perish but have eternal life, right?
And that's in that's one of the Advent readings.
Yes. He so loved Wes, and He so loved Lacey, and He so loved the people listening, and He so loved art that He sent His Son. And that's the reason for Christmas. That's what we celebrate.
Amen.
And thanks guys for chatting today. And
thank you.
We had a good time, even if no one listening did, right?
That's right.
But
that's
really,
what it's all about.
But really, those that are listening, we don't take lightly
Yes, thank you that for taking. We take a half hour to listen to us. I really appreciate it.
We do appreciate.
And hopefully, and hopefully, in the midst of our craziness,
you have found you can get some good things
here. So, and feel free to you know, make a comment or email us. The contact information's all there. If you go to wherever you're getting the podcast, and just let us know if you have any thoughts, if you like topics that you'd like us to discuss. Or rebukes, because we need those too.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
So thanks again. We will catch you all next time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. God bless you.